mother taught me before I was born, of the earth in her bounty and the sun in his glory, and it ends and begins on a midwinter's morn. Dark is the world, for the king lives no longer. His kingdom has passed and chill winter descends. Bright was his banner, but darkness proved stronger. And who can foretell when chill winter shall end? But the queen is still here, giving wisdom in sadness. For against her advice, her king went to his doom. But out of her mourning, she has risen in gladness. A new life arising deep down in her womb. So gather around with the dark at its deepest, while the mother of all labors on through the night. And when the dawn breaks, come rejoice in its sweetness, for now in the darkness there shines a new light. He's a fine strapping boy, and he's growing so quickly, and the glow of his cheeks is the light of the world. He yearns for the hills where the snow still lies thickly, for the day he can stand with his banner unfurled. He walks through the woods, and it seems he is guided to a place where a sword stands stuck deep in a stone. Now drawing it forth, his path is decided, the blade and the kingdom to claim for his own. So gather around, let the torches be kindled, and bring them where her mother's children remain. For we are her people, and although we have dwindled, what winter has stolen, we'll fight to reclaim. Prince marches forth to lead the resistance, his boldness no match for the might of his foe. And yet with each triumph that greets his persistence, his banner unfurled rises green from the snow. Though the armies of winter have all but retreated, the usurper himself simply cannot be found. The prince isn't sure if his foe is defeated, but there's no sense disputing the facts on the ground. So gather around, for the winter is over. The sleepers are awaking, the trees show their green, and among them a maiden, her hair decked with clover, the most beautiful lady the prince there has seen. O lady most lovely, pray what shall I call you? O beautiful maiden, please tell me your name. O lord young and noble, pray what shall I call you? If you call me spring, then I'll call you the same. For I know in my heart we are meant for each other, as the moon for the sea, as the sun for the earth. It's you that I love, I have dreamed of no other. I've been longing for you since the day of my birth. So gather around for this joyous occasion. Their hearts are in love and the earth is in bloom. Let a cry of great joy rise from all of creation, for the prince and his princess, the bride and her groom. Now there's a work to be done, there are lives to be mended, there's love to be gathered and hearts to be filled. There are goods to be crafted and crops to be tended, there's a palace in ruins, it's time to rebuild. For soon the young prince shall come into his kingdom and take his true name like his father before. With his love by his side, with his people around him, in a palace rebuilt with its beauty restored. So gather around and raise up his new colors, a sun of bright gold in a field of deep green. And with circlets of gold, let them crown one another, and hail them as summer, our king and our queen. With his kingdom restored, the king is contented, the queen is with child, and the land is at peace. The mornings are clear, and the evenings are scented, and summer's bright kingdom seems still to increase. Beneath the bright sun, the land is turned to golden, and time comes to harvest the grain from the fields. And yet to the king it seems an ill omen, saying someday he too to the reaper must yield. So gather around, for our people have flourished, and thank the good earth for her bountiful grain. The stalk that is cut becomes bread that can nourish. So long live the king, may he never be slain. But time marches on, and the king knows his danger, like the sun sinking low in the late afternoon. And so heeds the words of a soft-spoken stranger, who offers a proof against ending too soon. The king gives his answer, I'll take the deal gladly. I'd pay any ransom my kingdom to save. The queen overhears him and nods her head sadly, and knows that her daughter is born for the grave. So gather around as the leaves begin turning. The queen buries her daughter and fears for her liege. She counsels her people in the midst of their mourning to lay up provisions as if for a siege. The stranger returns and the king is most haunted, demanding revenge for the child that was lost. The stranger replies, I've done just as you wanted, your kingdom forever, and one life the cost. The king gives his answer, my kingdom forever, one life to be taken, that's just what you said. I offer myself, only give back my daughter. The stranger's sword swings, and the king is struck dead. So gather around, for the sword is stuck fast in the stone of the floor where the fallen king lies. Now winter is here and we mourn the king's passing, but summer's bright kingdom in truth never dies. So gather around and I'll tell you a story that my mother taught me before I was born, of the earth in her bounty and the sun in his glory. And it ends and begins on a midwinter.